I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chairman, can you tell me a little bit about this conflict that you guys had with the administration over the proposed pay raise with the chief of police position as well as the chief of fire position in light of today's news or the news that happened this week regarding Chief Del Porto resigning from chief of police?
I think a couple years ago, the mayor came to council and asked us, you know, what we were thinking as far as a pay raise for the two chiefs. And, you know, at that time, we didn't feel comfortable because of our deficit in our situation. Everything's situational at this point. We didn't feel it was good timing to increase that base pay. So we didn't move on that action. And, and I'll tell you, we certainly value, you know, Chief Del Porto and Chief Colangelo and the work they've done in the city. So that wasn't the issue. The issue was just the timing of the raises. And we were hoping once we got things and we were in a better financial situation, we could look to their, increasing their base pay. The other problem is that the other dilemma is that the overtime is quite high in public safety. So you have a lot of people who, employees who are working underneath, these leaders who are making more than they are. And really, that's not right. I mean, it shouldn't be designed that way, and that's the way it's been happening for years, and the overtime continues to go up and so forth. So we're trying to get a handle on the overtime so that doesn't happen anymore. And, you know, we'd like to increase the base pay at some point to where, you know, that particular superintendent is making more than, you know, their subordinates. And I think that's the way it should be designed, but it's not designed that way at the moment.
So was the superintendent allowed to collect overtime, or was that $110,000 salary that he had, was that strictly it, no eligibility for overtime?
Right. So there's other eligibilities in the unions as far as, you know, the other positions. He had some eligibility for overtime, but it was very limited. So basically, you know, the 110 was it. You know, that was the base and that was it. So there were some restrictions and caps to that. And, you know, certainly, you know, the chief didn't make as much as, as other people who, who he leads. So, yeah.
So you had mentioned in the Niagara Gazette that, you know, you were upset with the administration because they excluded you guys from the decision after debates over a pay raise. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Well, basically what happened was when the council said no to the increase in something we had a vote on, I think administration worked something out with Chief Del Porto where he became the acting superintendent and he was receiving a different pay. And so that wasn't something that was brought to our attention or something we agreed to, but we didn't have to apparently at that point have to agree to that. I think it was something arranged between administration and the chief. But at the same time, you know, obviously, we control the purse strings here, and it would be, I think, in those kind of decisions, it would be helpful and important to, to include, the council, and so they're aware of what the decisions are moving forward with regards to, you know, their pay. And, you know, we should be part of any decision-making. We should be part of that team. And we were left, you know, we weren't included in that discussion. And so when we were looking at some salaries this year in 18, we realized that it was a lot higher than we expected. And That's because, of this this arrangement that was created between the administration and the Chiefs.
When I had a chance earlier today to speak with Nick Melson, he kind of refuted the last question that I asked you, saying that, there were talks, but he couldn't really dive into things, saying that, there's always stuff that gets talked about in an executive session. I'm going to pose a similar question to you. I know you can't dive into details about what's discussed in an executive session, but they're saying that that's something that, could potentially have been brought up.
Well, it could potentially be brought up. I mean, those are typically personnel issues, but I don't recall it being brought up, and I know Councilman Tompkins felt the same way. So, to my knowledge, that wasn't discussed, and the scope of the agreement wasn't discussed at all. So, again, to reiterate, those are the kind of things we need to discuss. So, we're aware of it, and whether we have to sign off or not, it's important that we have input, and we didn't have any.
And, Chairman, last question that I have for you is, with Del Porto moving to a police captain role, are you guys okay with that? I mean, would you prefer they stayed in the job that he was at before, or are you supportive that he's moving to a different spot?
Well, I'm supportive. If that's what he wants and that's something that, he desires, then I support it. But at the same time, he was an excellent chief, and he will be missed. He is extremely professional, reliable, and he was somebody that, he really cares about the city and very knowledgeable about what he does and very knowledgeable about the city as well. So, yeah, it's certainly my opinion is that it's important that people get what they want and in some aspects, that's reasonable. And unfortunately, we're in a situation right now as a city that we couldn't. The council didn't believe that his base pay should increase, or the Chief Colangelo's base pay should increase at this time. But certainly, we're trying to get that taken care of, and because we think that the chief should be earning with that responsibility, they should be earning a good salary, and that. Comparable to what they do and the responsibilities. Now, granted, $110,000 is a good salary, especially in a city that's poor like ours. Is it comparable to other cities? Probably not. It's probably a little, it's lower than others. So we're aware of that. And but once we get things righted with regards to our financial situation, I think then we can look back and make some decisions on the base pay and hopefully make it more appealing, for folks to stay in that until they retire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.